Oh, such a clutch off-season pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
And a minimal salary cap hit. Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 45% off and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 45% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
The path is being a top five offense in the game. And to me, the blueprint for the Eagles to beating them, at least beating up the defense, has been the same for the last 2 years, and it's going to be the same this year. Their defensive line has the potential to be ferocious. Like, they can get after the quarterback. They've lost some guys, though, too, so that's something. We'll see. We'll see if they can rebound from losing an Hassan Reddick, losing what was the other defensive lineman there that was there forever that retired?
Brandon Graham? I don't know if he retired. Fletcher Cox was there.
Fletcher Cox, that's who I'm thinking of. He's gone now too. So now you got Jalen Carter and things of that nature that are going to be leading that. But the blueprint has always been, if you can hold up, they're soft in the middle and they're soft on the back end. And the Niners in the NFC Championship game, they couldn't hold up. they got to Brock and they hit, like, famously, the play that Brock got hurt on. Brandon Ayuk wide open. Like, they had the game plan. They was going to cook. They couldn't hold up. Defensive line was too much. The next year when they played them, they were able to hold up, beat the brakes off the Eagles, as did pretty much everybody else after that game.
They broke them.
The same thing.
That's what I heard.
Well, they changed them.
Kevin O'Connell said they broke them.
The same thing holds true now. If that defensive line, and like I said, the defensive line may have gotten a little weaker, but I'm going to still give them a certain level of respect and say that they can still be ferocious on a pass rush. But if you can hold up, I don't think they made enough adjustments or improvements in the linebacking core and in the secondary to make it where they can make the playoffs with being just a above average offensive team. I think they're going to have to be a top five offensive team. And then when you talk about that, you just lost one of the best centers the game's ever seen. So how does that work out? Yeah, to Saquon, that's good.
Yeah.
But we'll see. I'm going to say they'll be in the playoffs, though. I'll disagree a little bit. I see the rationale. Well, I see everything you're saying. But I'll say they'll be in the playoffs.
Well, there's a reason for that. And, well, not to scoop your heat, but someone in that division has to make the playoffs. So who's the fourth team you got out?
Got the Cowboys out, man. Got the Cowboys not making it. I just don't think they have enough around those three guys that are superstars. Like, Micah Parsons is a superstar. CeeDee Lamb is a superstar. Dak Prescott is a superstar. I don't think there's enough around those guys. I think much like the Eagles, Blueprint's the same. If you can hold up and keep Lawrence and Micah Parsons off your quarterback, they are soft in the middle. They're soft in the secondary, and they can be had in a major way. Trayvon Diggs is coming back, coming off the ACL. That's going to be a good, somebody coming back. But they lost
Deron Bland's out 6 to 8 weeks, I believe.
Yeah, they lost him for a little while.
They lost their left tackle.
That too.
They lost their center. They lost four guys on the defensive side of the ball to the Commanders. They lost four guys to the Commanders.
And they couldn't run the ball or wouldn't run the ball with those guys on the offensive line. Now they lose them, and they still can't run the ball.
I prepared an argument to go along with this. And I wound up weighing the Cowboys versus the Eagles. And I went with the Eagles instead of the Cowboys. Mm. I cannot fight you on this. Mm. Like, it's what we were alluding to at the top of the show. Both, and I think this is actually true for the Eagles and the Cowboys, and probably to a certain degree, it's true with the Buffalo Bills as well. When you remove, like, a piece here and a piece here and a piece here, it doesn't, like, it's, it, oh, Tyron went to the Jets. Dante Fowler went to the Commanders. You just pick one little piece. It's like, all right, you lost one. All of a sudden, there's a pile of pieces over here that you lost. And it's like, well, wait a minute. How do we replace these? Mm-hmm. And you can't hit on four draft picks. I mean, history says you're probably not hitting on four draft picks in their rookie year.
Right.
And we all know how quiet they were this offseason. You know, they signed Eric Kendricks, that I think we talked a little bit about yesterday. But I can't fight you on this, man.
I thought about it, taking Dallas out. And it was kind of between them or the Bills, but I'm just not sure who in the NFC is going to take that spot. Because I believe in the Eagles still making the playoffs. Like, I wasn't going to be like, Dallas is out, Eagles are in, or whatever. So it's going to be some other wild card team. I'm not sure who takes that spot.
You know who I thought about a little bit? And it could be pretty interesting. I got to see them a little bit more. I got a hunch, but I got to see them. I think the Commanders might mess around in that division. I think they got talent. I think Jaden is a real deal, and I want to see it. I'm not going to make the prediction. I'm still predicting the Eagles. I think the Eagles win that division and all this other stuff, but I got my eye on Washington.
Okay. I think the Cowboys win the division. I'm not there yet with the football team, but
I wish they'd go back to the football team.
I know. I think I just say it out of spite now.
They might go back to RFK, too. That's what the streets are saying.
Oh, good. And that's a beautiful stadium. Nothing well, nothing, not nothing the stadium. Wrong there.
The location. They blew up the stadium.
Oh.
They need to be in D.C.
They do. I got the Eagles, Steelers, Bills, and Bucks out. I got the Chargers, Bears, Bengals, and Falcons in.
What's the plus one? Now, you already said it, but let them know the plus one.
Did I say it?
Maybe you didn't say it. Maybe what's the plus one?
I don't like the Rams the way everyone else does. And again, this isn't like trying to be fire. Mm-hmm. I'm just looking at like different things. You got to replace Aaron Donald. Mm-hmm. Greatest player to ever live, I guess.
That's what they said. And he's just gone and everything's okay.
That's crazy to me. But go ahead.
You finish. Go ahead.
Let's do the basketball gimmick that we do. Let's go back to 2019. Matt Stafford, Matthew, 8 games. Last year in Detroit, he played 16. Mm-hmm. His first year in LA, he played 17. Went on to win a Super Bowl. Then played 9. Mm-hmm. Then played 15. If I'm following a pattern, what do you think happens here?
Gets hurt.
He's going to miss games. Now, again, based on this pattern, he could play 12 games. Mm-hmm. He could play 8. How do the Rams survive without Matt Stafford? Now, if there is one guy who could get something out of their backup quarterback, mm-hmm. it might be Sean McVay. Kyle Shanahan did it. Maybe Sean McVay could do it. But I feel like that is really, really undervaluing Matt Stafford's value to this football team. And for those that don't know, it's Jimmy Garoppolo. Garoppolo is the Rams' backup.
I'm on ESPN.com and I'm looking at the depth chart. And mm-hmm. one thing that we're all forgetting is, hopefully Matthew Stafford doesn't get hurt in the first two games because Jimmy's suspended. For steroid use.
I completely forgot the man was on the juice.
He was on the Tristan Thompson steroid plan.
I completely forgot was on the
suspended.
Juice.
Suspended. Right now, maybe it's just because of the suspension, but right now they got Stenson Bennett as the backup. But that's probably because he's just suspended. But I agree with you. Sean McVay, He's a hell of a coach. And
part of me wants to remove the Rams and put my boy Baker back in.
Well, don't do it. Don't do it. Don't do it.
I'm not. But I did want to have a discussion on the Rams because I see them, like, people talk about them as a fringe contender, and I'm just
I think it's because we don't know the names. Like, they had three guys on their defensive line, like, near 10 sacks that season. They're all relatively young and all. Like, we don't know the guys that they've drafted that are starting to develop. Like, we don't know them yet, I feel.
Is that the respect that Sean McVay gets, too?
Probably so. And they were playing well towards the end of the season. They played a really close game against the Lions in that playoff game.
Well,
so I think people might look at that as a little bit of momentum. Cooper Kupp should be healthy and all the way back. You got Puka, who is a hell of a young wide receiver. So I think they're giving them the benefit of the doubt with all that stuff.
They've drafted well, yeah. I think now, like, the guys that they've drafted over the years, like, they're expecting them to kind of, like, all right, be like contributors even more so now.
Hmm.
It's a new version of this Rams team, finally.
Tell the whole story here. There's a lot of one-score games at the end of this season.
Mm-hmm.
That, I mean, they had one that didn't go their way against Baltimore. But you got a one-score game against the football team. You got a one-score game against the Saints. You got a one-point game against the Giants. And you got a one-point game against the 49ers. They won those four games. Mm-hmm. It doesn't matter. They won. But as I'm trying to draw on, what is it?
Why does this room look amazing? What'd you change?
Oh, I just got these custom shades from Blinds.com. It's all online, so it's really easy. Great price, too.
Ugh, I remember shopping for Blinds. I waited around all day just to get a quote.
Hi, sorry I'm late. I know you said just the bedroom, but what do you feel about the
I feel
bathroom?
Like I had to say yes, just to get rid of her.
All right, just go ahead and sign here and we'll get everything
it
taken
took
care
forever,
of.
It took forever, and the worst part, hidden fees. How about you?
I chatted with my Blinds.com design consultant on my time, got free samples, and it was all super high quality at a great price. Plus, they make it easy to DIY or add installation like I did.
Blinds.com sounds way better.
Way better. And everything comes with their 100% satisfaction guarantee. Plus, check this out. I can control them from my phone.
Whoa, magic.
There's a better way. Shop Blinds.com for up to 45% off. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Look like next year, or this year, I look at that like... What exactly did we see?
Yeah.
Did we see a run or did we see a good football team?
I'm with you with everything you're saying. I am. I'm giving them the benefit of the doubt. I'm giving Sean McVay, there's your question earlier. I'm going to give Sean McVay the benefit of the doubt.
And that's fair.
And what they were able to do at the end of the season and in that playoff game. They looked really good in the playoff game, even though they lost. And I'll say they'll be a playoff team. But people talking about fringe contender, I'm with you. I don't see that.
Okay. Hey, Ramsey, hang on through the break, please. Sorry, hang on through the break. Really anxious to hear what you have to say. If you got four in, four out, hit us up. We'd love to hear them. 916-909-1320. Of course, if you're in the chatty house, you could send them there, too. What four teams missed the playoffs last year will make them this year. Four in, four out. CeeLo and Casey on ESPN 1320. All right, let's get Ramsey in here. 916-909-1320. Appreciate you, Ramsey. What's going on, man?
I got my four in and four out.
Okay.
I'm definitely taking out Tampa.
I don't like the way you said that, first of all, but that's fine.
I'm definitely taking out Tampa.
Don't repeat
it. One that some people might think is bold, but I don't buy it. I'm taking out Green Bay.
You know, I don't hate that, Ramsey. I'll make note of that. I don't hate that.
I got the Packers out in the NFC. I got two of my three favorite football teams in. I got the Falcons in. I got the Bears not only in. I actually got the Bears winning the division.
Okay. All right.
I got the Bears finishing one game better than the Lions.
Okay.
In the AFC, I got to take the two teams out the NFC North out. Pittsburgh definitely gone. And I don't see it with Cleveland, especially with what is Deshaun Watson? Who is he? I can't put any faith in him. I mean, everything around him, the pieces that they have around him, especially on that defense, is good. But when you have question marks at the leadership, what can you do? I don't like Cleveland, and I'm putting in Cincinnati.
Okay.
If Joe Burrow wouldn't have got hurt, they would have made it last year. I'm torn. I really want to put the Raiders in, but I don't know where they're at. I'll just leave that out.
Mm-hmm. Get three of the seven teams in.
But some people in the chat gonna like me for this. I gotta put that blue and white that shares the same city as Caitlin Clark and Tyrese Halliburton in the playoffs with the Colts.
Which you couldn't just call them the Colts.
Wonder who was talking about.
I appreciate you, Ramsey.
Talking about Indiana State.
There's a lot there.
Yeah, fool. There is a
big
lot
dramatic reveal about Caitlin Clark and Tyrese Halliburton. Katrina.
The same city that has the NFL combine.
Going with that team on the horseshoe on the side of their helmet.
I love Ramsey.
Ramsey,
he ain't
said,
laugh today, though.
No, nah, he's all business. Yeah. Football season start.
Yeah.
But Ramsey reminded me of something, and then that reminded me of something. I might have played the game a little wrong. I didn't get to my other team that I had in. And I picked the Bears.
Yeah, I realized we missed that one. I was trying to lead us into it, but you wanted the plus one.
But this is where it gets even crazier, because I kind of agonized a little bit. I want to say agonized. You know, I was like, I don't know if I've got them making the playoffs. But I had the Cowboys out, so I needed another NFC team.
Mm-hmm.
When I could have just put the Browns out and the Chargers in, like, was my plus one. I didn't have to agonize over anything. But, yes,
I'm gonna
tell
you all this,
I do have the Bears in.
I hope the Browns go 17-0. Wow, that's what I hope.
Deshaun
Watson throws for 5,500 yards on you hoes.
That's your boy?
I love the Texans, Deshaun Watson, that final year.
I know. He was a bad boy. He was a bad boy.
He was. And it's just crazy to think he gone. Like, he just might be gone. And I don't know. That's tough.
You know, the other thing about Deshaun coming back or anything else like that.
I'm the only one who didn't take Cleveland out. You, Ramsey, and Jesse all took Cleveland out.
Yeah, I don't know. But, I mean, look, I made the argument, even with a terrible Deshaun in there, it was still 5-1. At one point in time.
Well, that Deshaun I don't think was terrible, though.
You think he can be worse? You think he could be worse this year?
The Deshaun at the beginning of last season, I don't think was terrible.
That's fine, but my whole point was, because a lot of people looked at him and like, he's done, he's not good. That's what I was talking about when I said that. And I'm like, all right, let's just assume that Deshaun is terrible and not good. They still were 5-1.
Oh, okay. I got you. My bad.
And I don't think he's going to be whatever you think he was at that point, anybody thinks he was at that point. I don't think he'll be that this year. I expect him to be a little better.
Help me again. It was his shoulder.
Yeah, yep. That's a little scary. It's a little scary.
We don't – with this is very generic. What was Cam?
Shoulder.
What was Andrew Luck?
Shoulder.
Shoulder, shoulder, shoulder.
Very good. Very good. You almost killed Kenny. I hope you're proud of yourself. Thanks, Butcher Boy. Man.
Well, the thing is, too, like, when he came back from his shoulder injury, like, back to practice, it was kind of like, yeah, he's healthy now, sort of. Like, it wasn't
Flacco,
like, all right,
was
he's good.
Cooking, they didn't feel like they were in desperate need of...
Well, he wasn't coming back during the season, was he? Deshaun was never coming back, was he?
I thought he was out for the year. You're right. Maybe I'm thinking of afterwards.
Do we want to take a look at our 4-4 out from last year? Well, your guys's?
Sure.
I got that pulled up.
Wow, look at you.
So real quick, before we do that, still talking about the Browns. They were interesting because there were times, especially early in the season, when they looked like the best team or best defense in football.
Yeah.
Like that defense was
absolutely
crazy.
Absolutely.
And then they would have weeks like they play the Colts and give up like 35 or something like that. And it culminated in the playoffs by them getting shredded by C.J. Stroud and the Texans. So I think their path to being a team that stays in the playoffs is that defense has to once again be a top defense. And they've got to do it more consistently.
Well, and that was – but that was – and I can't change my tone too much because wasn't that my concern with the Raiders? is you go from having a defense that can win you games when your offense is struggling to asking your defense to win you games. Mm-hmm. Like, those aren't the same thing. Like, hey, we got this one, you know, thanks to Max Crosby or Miles Garrett or whoever. Like, hey, go get us 17 of those or as many as you can. Like, that's concerning. Now, I don't think the Cowboys, excuse me, I don't think the Browns offense is where the Raiders offense is. Mm-hmm. But I get all of the concern around Deshaun Watson for sure. Yeah. Has not been good since he left Houston at all. Huh. At all.
What's it looking like? You got to pull it up, Jesse?
Yeah, so last year, damn, you had the Bucks, Giants, and Chargers out. You left the
Wait a minute, hold on. Let's not go past that. He had his boy out.
Yeah,
he had his boy out.
His Baker bro was out. You were out on your Baker.
The Bucks, who and who?
The Bucks, Chargers, and Giants. And then you left the Giants, for the fourth team. So I'm not sure who we talked about.
I did
about
what?
That. You left Yeah.
Oh.
So I think you were trying to surprise
us. Must have been a big reveal.
Yeah. KC, you had the Bucks, Bills, Giants, and Chargers out.
I was about to say, they almost all made the playoffs.
As far as the teams you guys had in, that was a little bit tough. Damn, you had the Lions at work, Saints, no, Jets, and Browns in. Browns made the playoffs, no? Yeah, you had two, two before.
Yeah, the Jets. Look, who's this real boy? Who's this real boy? Is it Baker?
I'm not going to lie. Yeah, he's standing with Aaron Rodgers a few times over the past year. Oh, but you had the Jets in too. You had the Broncos in, the Lions and the Saints. So you went 1-for-4.
Broncos made a late push. Saints lost on the last day of the season.
You a Bo Nix guy?
Bo Nix looking solid.
Apparently. All right. What did you have?
I didn't make the rundown that day.
I find that very difficult.
I did it. I probably just spoke it. I spoke my 4-for-4 out.
What a coincidence.
I think I went 4-for-4 on both.
Just based on this conversation, when you talk about teams, because inevitably it's going to happen, that are headed for disappointment, it sounds like, for me, the obvious answer is the Eagles. For you, the obvious answer is the Cowboys. Mm. And I think all of us think the Bills are going to be a disappointment.
Mm. Yeah. This isn't necessarily 4-out, 4-in, but, Ramsey said it. So this goes into what I was about to say. The Packers still got to show me a little something. I see people.
Yeah, that was an interesting one.
Super Bowl.
That's facts. Yeah, and
people were like,
that's kind of wild.
They're putting them in a place where they've taken a step that they haven't in reality yet. They haven't become that team that everyone's expecting them to.
There's a lot of projecting
exactly
with the Packers, and there is with all of this, right? But I think with if you pick the Ravens to win the Super Bowl, like that's not a really aggressive projection. You look at what they've done, not just last year, but over the course of a few years, and it's like, oh, that's natural. That makes sense. Mm-hmm. This Packers jump is a bit crazy.
Jordan Love, a top 10 quarterback off the top of your heads?
Like, right out the gate? I don't think so.
Now, at this point now, I would say no.
I mean, this is always hard, but, I mean, you go Mahomes, in Lamar right out the gate, Josh Allen, Joe Burrow, Brock Purdy, you're at 5 right now. Where do we go after that? Like, we don't know.
Stroud.
CJ's absolutely up there.
Like Dak.
What number?
I'd probably put Dak. We've named 7 guys.
Jalen Hurts.
We've named 7 guys. Okay.
I don't think Jordan Love is better than those two.
Is he better than Jalen?
No, I mean Jalen.
Oh, okay.
And Dak.
Okay.
I don't think he's better than those two.
So we got two spaces left, and this is without counting
Goff?
Any rookies. We didn't say Jared Goff. We didn't say Matt Stafford either.
Yeah. You like Tua or you like
Tua.
Jordan Love?
I like Tua.
Justin Herbert, we didn't say that either.
So Tua's in. I'll wait on Justin a little bit. So we have one spot left for Goff, Stafford, and Jordan Love, I guess.
I put Stafford over there. Stafford or Tua, whatever one you want to go. I think they're both better today than
Jordan. Haven't even mentioned Gardner Minshew.
Well,
it's a good point there. My point with all that, though, is like the way they're talking about the Packers and stuff, you'd expect like Jordan Love is solidified and all that. And they're not there yet.
They're
didn't even say Aaron Rodgers.
Well, oh, yeah, that guy.
I don't know if Aaron's stuff.
Oh, yeah. I don't know if he is either. Trevor Lawrence, like, is Jordan Love already better than Trevor Lawrence?
They're on the same plane. they're on the same tier. Jordan Love is like he's cool. He's a cool quarterback.
My boy Baker.
Right now he's cool.
You kind of whispered that when you're taking Baker, or you're taking Jordan Love.
I'm taking Jordan Love.
I look at the Packers end of the season last year. They had the Chiefs game that they won. They beat the Lions on Thanksgiving. That was a good win for them. Beat the Chiefs after that. Then they messed around and lost to the Giants.
But, yeah.
They lost to Tampa Bay. In their last three, they had to basically win out to get into the playoffs. They beat Carolina, Minnesota, and Chicago. You win, who's in front of you? But it's not like they was that.
But here's the other thing, though, to Jesse's question. Jesse asked, is he top 10? Mm-hmm. And we can name quarterbacks in debate. Like, those are lists. Like, that's fine. Reword the question and say, can he be top 10? The answer to me is unquestionably yes. Mm-hmm. But they're projecting like he's top three right now.
Right. I mean,
and that's like when you're talking about a Super Bowl, you're talking about, in most cases, a top five quarterback in the league.
Right. And look, Caleb Williams can be.
Sure.
Jaden Daniels can be.
Mm-hmm.
I wouldn't pick neither one of them to make the, well, not necessarily make the playoffs, but like be a Super Bowl contender right now.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like, so he's a fine quarterback. They got a great coach. Everybody knows I think LaFleur is a great coach.
Mm-hmm.
And they've got a good roster, but I don't see it the same way everybody else sees it with them right now. I just don't see it that way.
What do you think about Ramsey's other favorite team?
So, yeah, two of my five favorite teams going to be in the playoffs.
I love Ramsey for that. Who's the worst team in the West?
NFC?
Yeah, sorry. That was dumb. The NFC
I think
West.
It's I want to say Seattle.
The Cardinals.
Still the Cardinals.
As of today, the Cardinals they have players and stuff. Like, they drafted Marvin Harrison. That's nice, but I mean, that's all on paper at this point. You got to start winning games.
True. And that's fair. Before I say Seattle or Arizona's better than Seattle or anybody else, I'm going to show the respect to where Seattle was last year. I think they were a game out of the playoffs and all this other stuff. I'll put them at third and say Arizona's the worst team.
Okay. I think you're on to something with the Cowboys. I can't get over that. That's the one. People, we had the I think it was the Athletic, the GM deal, where they were like, what teams would be the most which teams are headed for a surprise in a good way and a bad way? Mm-hmm. And the Cowboys, where you just almost unanimously voted like, oh, it's going to go bad for the Cowboys. And I think that is, I think that's like off postseason projection. People are like, oh, they fall short. They shrink in the big moments. Like, that's fine. It should not be a surprise to anyone if this team struggles during the regular season.
Right.
Like, to me, it should not be a surprise at all. Because they have missed and lost so much. You have this is a one of one situation where you have a quarterback and a coach in a lame duck year.
Mm.
That has never happened before.
And they don't have much else around. That's the thing that really gets me, is I don't think the supporting cast is up to par. Those guys are superstars. Dak, CeeDee, Micah. And I know he gets slandered a lot. I'm even going to say Mike McCarthy's a good coach. He's a good coach. Is he a great coach? Is he on the top level? I wouldn't go there. But he wins all the time. He wins all the time.
He's Doc Rivers.
Yeah, that's fair. He's a good coach. But I don't think you got enough outside of that. That's the scary thing. Like, you got all that top-end talent. I don't know if you have anybody that can step up as a second receiver, as a running back, in your linebacking core, in your secondary, that can elevate you to the point where you're back into the playoffs again. They're fringe. I don't want to expect them to be like five wins or nothing like that. They're fringe, but I think a lot would have to go right.
Let's get Mitch in here. This will be fun.
Oh, yeah.
916-909-1320. What's happening, Mitch?
Oh, it's hysterical. It's a parallel laughs. You know? Pick up the reins. Yeah, put me on.
I love you, Mitch.
How you doing?
What's up, Mitch?
Hey, by the way, was that money for Chapman? Was that deferred? Because I don't think Chapman can even make the Dodgers roster. But that's...
I'll talk about that another day. I mean, like, I like Chapman, but that was a little aggressive. They gave him $121 million over six seasons. I mean, another day, Mitch. Another day. I'm just waiting for you guys to lose in the playoffs at this point.
Who's for the best record in baseball? Let me check. Oh, I see. Okay. I'm hoping this is the year for 49. I'm hoping to be a Bosa against Bosa, like it was Kelsey against Kelsey 2 years ago.
Yeah.
I mean, Jim, I think he's going to turn that team around. They have a good defense line like we do. Nick has to turn around because I think our defense line got a little weaker. I don't even understand those moves. But we have a lot of offense, and this is the year to do it.
Mm. All right. I mean, I think they'll be fine. I think they'll be fine. We ain't even talked about them, but I think they'll be fine.
Is he a 49ers fan?
Yeah, he's a 49ers fan. Okay. I think he said the O-line got a little weaker. I think that's
okay.
What he said.
Okay. Well, I figure we got a four-hour show live from Sky River Casino on Monday to talk about them. Like, we don't even have to talk about the 49ers tomorrow. Like, we've got a football game tonight. We got a football game tomorrow. We got a full slate of weekends. And we got another show.
We gotta go to.
Well, that's a shoot. with like times on it. Like, all I'm asking is, can someone save us a plate? Like, the food is out at 4.
Hors d'oeuvres is over at 4:45. It says right on the tight itinerary.
We ain't going to have nothing but ruffles available.
Like, can someone save us a plate so we can actually eat when we get there? We have this. They're calling it a tailgate. I don't know why. It's at a house. And the house, it's always very nice. It's just, it's unusually structured. Like, it's at Stacy's house. There's a closing time for the pool. And I know why she's doing this. It's because she wants certain people out of her house at a certain time.
And that's understandable.
There are some people who lack social skills here at Odyssey and will just hang out at somebody's house all night long. And I can hear her right now. I want the pool closed at a specific time because there are certain people I want out of my house. But it's this, like, calendared event where it's like, all right,
well, that's,
can y'all
doing,
just please
tailgating and football
save a little. Yeah. Oh, party's over at 8. That's great, Stacey. The game's not over by that time.
Fourth quarter's going to start.
Stacey, I am not leaving until this game is over. Don't drag me all the way out here and then tell me, all right, fourth quarter, 3-point game. Everybody get the hell out.
Jordan Love on a 2-minute drill here. Guys got to go, though.
Everybody out. Tailgate inside a house.
I plan on.
I don't even think we're allowed in the house. I think we have to stay outside by the pool.
That checks out. I plan on doing a little.
I wouldn't allow in my house either, so.
I plan on doing a little barbecuing on Sunday. Yeah, you know what I'm saying? A little tailgate in the backyard. Get on the grill a little bit.
Oh, that's good. Good for you. I'm cooking Saturday.
For what?
My sister's coming.
Oh.
Yeah, she's coming to the house for the first time, so I'm cooking.
Come on, man.
Throwing the games on the Jumbotron, Casey?
Huh?
Throwing the games on the Jumbotron in the backyard?
Yeah. I don't have a Jumbotron.
You do. You watch Space Jam out there. Yeah. You had world premiere of Space Jam.
That was an inflate.
You had like 50 people. I think it was more than that.
People serving snacks and all that.
You did.
Yeah, the kids were there. They enjoyed it.
Yeah.
Did you get that from
Michael?
No, I didn't get that from Michael at all.
Did you get it from
Amazon?
LeBron?
What are you talking about?
Oh.
Got it from Amazon. You know, in all seriousness, that is really cool. But the one bad thing about that is you always have to wait till it gets dark.
The inflatable. When you do it outside.
Yeah, you got to. Well, you can't watch it until it's dark, and then in a lot of cases, it's got to be like dark, not even dusk.
Yeah.
So I haven't used it since then. I don't think for that reason. Maybe I'll watch some Kings games out there, but then it'll be cold. But we'll talk about
Kenny out there. Cool. Like that Bernie Sanders meme they made of you. Remember that time Kenny called in cold? How did that not make the top 10 list?
It was freezing.
Kenny was like, freezing. I was going to do some work this morning, but it was cold.
Yeah.
It was freezing that day.
Me and Jesse cranking out a show, and Jesse, JC, like, I was going to. I was just cold.
I couldn't even move in that house. Well, I was bundled up and everything. Hey, real
Jesse
quick.
Jesse said he called in cold.
I saw a clip that reminded me. I'm not. Hear me when I say this. I don't think my man is this anal about it. But I saw a clip of Total Divas this morning that reminded me of D'Lo, right? Did you ever see the clip of when Nikki Bella like surprised John and made dinner for them? And he was like, she makes dinner. She's all happy about it. And he walks in the house. House is gorgeous, right? Like Damien's house. He walks in the house and she's at the kitchen and he's like, hey. She's like, hey, how are you doing? Like, look what we have. And he goes, I thought we were, when I said do whatever you want to do, I thought we were going to go out and eat or something like that. She's like, no, I made food here. We're going to eat in. I got an appetizer right here and everything. He's like, okay. And the house looks hella clean, but she has a glass of wine and he's drinking it and she puts it on the counter and John just kind of walks over and gets a paper towel and puts it under the glass of wine. And then he's like eating and he's like super uncomfortable. And then she finishes and she starts washing dishes and he's sitting there at the counter and he goes, did any water get on the floor just now? And she goes, why, John? Why? He says, it will ruin the material. So make sure no water gets on the floor. She's like, I just don't understand. He gets up, gets some paper towels, goes by the kitchen and starts wiping the floor. He starts wiping down the stove. He starts doing all this. The house looks spotless. And he's just like, this is a lot. I didn't sign up for all this. And then she's like sitting there and she has her hand on.
I know you want to make a smart ass remark. Go ahead.
No, not about you. It's another John Cena clip. You ever seen the one with the hampers? It's like, well, workout clothes goes on this one and clean and nice clothes goes on this one. And he's taking like workout clothes out of one, putting in the other or whatever.
I've never related to John Cena more in my life.
The way he put that wine glass under the napkin, he's like, okay.
I have never related more to the doctor of thugonomics. Nothing wrong with that.
I don't think Dave is like that, but it did remind me of, because the house looks spotless. It looks like there's nothing even out of place. And John was like, you could tell he was going crazy.
Yeah, we've been to your house. You're not like that. We've been to your house. Like,
yeah, no,
you're
not like, he not,
you're
not
normal. Yeah, like John Cena. Like, I feel like we went to John Cena's house. Like, wait. Why'd you say that there?
That's amazing.
Oh, man.
I never really watched Total Divas. I've seen it.
Yeah.
But I can't say like I watched it. It was like the
first. I didn't even watch it like in.
That Nikki Bella story was sad.
Well,
she had to make a domestic violence call on her husband.
Oh, recently? Like days ago.
Yeah, the other day.
Yeah. Days ago.
Damn, Nikki. Sheesh.
No good. And then I think she was announcing the hot dog eating contest or something.
I did see. I remember seeing
that. Was that Nikki?
I thought that was, yeah.
Our friend sent me a picture, and I'm like, is that Nikki Bella? Yeah. Hey, I can do your thing, I guess. Does she even get to use that name? I mean, Nick. I think they can make Nikki her name. I don't think she can have Nikki Bella, but I don't know. Maybe they. No.
When I see her name now, it's like her real name. They'll throw like Nikki in quotes or whatever.
Oh, okay. Mm. Okay. Brie was on AEW the other night. The night
and
Brian
the baby,
won.
Huh?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Yeah, the Shut night up, Brian won. They was out there. Let's step out. We'll come back. We've talked a lot about teams. What about players? Talk about some players, and I mentioned earlier, let's slow down the conversation about Caleb Williams and Jalen Daniels, some of these guys, because what C.J. Stroud did last year was special, and history says it's probably not going to repeat itself the year after it happened. We'll explain. Matt George joins us in the final hour of the show. Stilo and Casey, plus game number 18 in the top 20 games
of the Kings season. This was another fun one. And there was a star in this game. There was an absolute star in this game. Did you watch this game?
I didn't.
Oh, okay, so it's even better because we're going to have a good time with this one.
That's coming up here on Sacramento Sports Leader ESPN 1320. You can get in on these phone lines if you'd like to, 916-909-1320. You can get in the chatty house as well. You can do that on YouTube, Twitch, whatever your preference is, wherever you are, we appreciate you. Shout out to those on the Odyssey app. Of course, those listening on 1320 AM and 98.5 FM HD2 as well. We've talked a lot about teams that could be successful or otherwise throughout today. What about players as we get ready for kickoff for the start of the NFL season tonight in Kansas City with the Ravens and the Chiefs? Players that are under the most pressure this season. It feels like Lamar might be one of those guys.
I disagree. I think there's one right answer here.
Okay.
I feel like it's Justin Herbert. Dude's, I feel like he's had every excuse for him made, and he's a good quarterback, but I feel like as far as the way we talk about other quarterbacks, and throw Lamar in there too, as far as not being successful or just not getting the job done and all mm-hmm. that, it's been Brandon Staley or some iteration of the team stinks or whatever. Now you got Jim Harbaugh in there. Like, if Justin Herbert is who they say he is, then he's got to show it this year.
Okay.
I agree. I like that. I like that call. I like that from Jesse. But I will say this, though. I think there's levels to it. Because, like, if Justin Herbert makes it to the playoff and wins a game, then people are off his back a little bit.
That's what I mean, though. Like, it's just, like, Lamar, he's got to prove himself. I think Lamar's fine no matter
can
what
he
happens.
Get
Lamar
got
to win a Super Bowl.
Like, yeah. Like. Well, where's Josh Allen then? Is Josh Allen, like, get to the Super Bowl?
Man, to be honest with you, I don't feel like they'll ever question Josh Allen.
Really?
Yeah.
Well, okay, so you know why you might be right with that? It's a question Jesse asked earlier. McDermott.
Mm. Mm.
They might blame McDermott first, get him out, do whatever they're going to do with that head coaching position, and then the clock starts on Josh Allen after that.
If Josh Allen's numbers are fine, well, you know what I mean, like good or whatever the case may be.
Glad you mentioned that.
They'll look at it like, you know, it's not his fault. He needs help, all this other stuff, which is true. Every quarterback needs players around him and good coaching or whatever the case may be. But they're not, once again, the Stephen A. conversation, they're not having that for Josh Allen next year.
Okay.
Because they'd be having it now if they were. Because he in the same boat as Lamar, and nobody's having that mm-hmm. that conversation about.
Well, he's never won Josh an MVP. Allen. Like, Lamar's won two of them.
There's that too.
Let's just give you numbers. Mm-hmm. 12. 9. Then you got 10, 15, 14, 18. Those are Josh Allen's interceptions. Mm. So Josh Allen threw 12 interceptions his first year. Mm. Whatever. That's fine. You start to set the best baseline for who Josh Allen is the next year. He throws 9 interceptions, and it starts to slowly increase. You got 10, you got 15. It falls off by 1 to 14 and then increases to 18. Again, we did this with Matt Stafford in games played earlier. If you're following patterns, what does that tell you about what that number will look like this year?
Not going to look good.
A plus 18 or 18 plus interceptions is that's a crazy number.
Yeah.
For a quarterback that we're made to believe of is a certain caliber. Now, that's 18 interceptions. That's 11-6 season. Mm-hmm. Some people would, old gunslinger, they'll deal with that. Mm-hmm. But again, just following a habit, he'll either drop to 17 or balloon to 20. Mm-hmm. Or following a pattern, I should say. He'll drop to 17 or a balloon to 20.
And I'll ask you this as well. What do you think might happen now that he feels like he probably has to do more?
He's going to let the ball fly a little bit more.
Throw more interceptions.
Trying to make a star out of those receivers we were talking about earlier.
You guys think him, Herbert, Tua, you think those are the three with the most to prove this season?
Tua does have a lot to prove.
Tua needs to do it in December, yeah. I don't think all of Miami's issues are just him in December, but he does have to prove himself too.
Well, the thing that I've always been critical of with Miami and this iteration of the Dolphins is when you go up against the Jets, you out here setting records, yards records, putting up 40 points, all this other stuff. You're putting up 70 against the Broncos and all this other stuff. But when it's time to go up against the Chiefs or go up against the Bills and all this other stuff, the offense just is non-existent.
Well, I think it's that too, but also I feel like over the last few seasons, too. I don't know if it's an organizational thing, too, or what, but when the lights get brightest, they fold. Mm. I think that's the biggest part of it. Mentality-wise, like, they're just not there yet.
When mm-hmm. the lights get
maybe
brightest.
It'd be the season, yeah.
When the lights get brightest, does Tua fold or does Mike McDaniels fold?
The whole team feels like Tua needs to play better.
Well,
too,
how does that
Mike
change,
McDaniel
then,
too, huh?
If it's the entire
I think it's a matter of Mike McDaniel coming into his third year, learning stuff as a coach. Tua seems like he's a lot looser this year after his contract and all. He seems like he's a different person this year. So it's just like it's building confidence and developing, I think.
They got to win that division. This is their year to win.
There's
that
no excuse
division.
Not to this year, I feel. Like the Jets are the Jets. Like they have good players, but all in all, I think Miami's better on
it's
paper.
It's their year to win that division, I think.
What about Joe?
Joe Burrow? He's solidified for me.
Yeah, he didn't got
he's there. He's done, yeah.
I mean, at some point, he's got to win one. Like at some point, you may see him in like the Lamar category of that type of thing. But this year, after being injured and then falling off a cliff and he's been to a Super Bowl, I think this ain't the year nobody's going to question Joe Burrow. If they struggle or he loses a playoff game, for this year and next year, then maybe in that third year, they start questioning him. But, I mean, for a long time, he was the guy, he felt like the only guy that could ever beat the Chiefs. That was his claim to fame. Like, Joe was just, he was that dude. They were the ones saying that's going to be the team to beat the Chiefs because they're the only ones to do it in the postseason. So he's good. He's chilling right now.
What about your boy?
Brock?
Yeah. No pressure on Brock?
Yeah, there's pressure. I mean, Brock's almost in a no-win situation. If he wins a Super Bowl, it's because of the coach and the talent around him. If he loses, maybe they need to upgrade at the quarterback position to get over the hump. So he's in a no-win situation. I will say this, though. I've seen a lot of national guys like Mark Slareth, Troy Aikman, a couple other guys. You hear players talking about it, whatever the case may be, in the last few weeks, singing Brock's praises. Mm-hmm. So I don't want to make it like, oh, everybody's just always doubting him. I've heard a lot of guys, like I saw Troy this morning lay out the point that we've laid out for a year plus now. They're mm-hmm. like, he was basically saying it's kind of ridiculous because if he was drafted in the middle of the first round, we'd be praising him.
Right.
But the fact that he's a seventh pick, people don't believe it or they don't want to believe it or whatever the case may be, they find ways to try to discredit this guy. And he's a hell of a quarterback. He's really good at decision making. And he also talked about like you get enamored with physical attributes of quarterbacks. Can he throw this far? Can mm-hmm. he, you know, throw, you know.
Can he throw from one knee?
Right. Little stuff like can they run or whatever the case may be. And he was talking about kind of what we talked about yesterday of like at the end of the day, you've got to be able to, he believes, you got to be able to make those throws in the pocket. But it seems it seems simple enough, and I understand what he was saying. He's like, and you've got to be able to throw the ball straight. You know what I mean? And basically what he meant.
Not the hottest of takes, I guess.
What do you mean? Like, what I took from that is be accurate. And that's what Brock Purdy is. Like, he is pretty accurate a lot of the times. If he's making a throw, it gets where it needs to be. And a lot of the times you couldn't walk it there any better. And he's mm-hmm. a good quarterback. So I say all that to say he is starting to get a little love as I hear more stuff and we get closer to the season. But yeah, I think there are people who are waiting for him to not perform and jump on that a little bit. So
is the pressure greater when you get to that, like this is Super Bowl. This is all we're talking about. And that's why I brought up Lamar. Like this is what we're talking about. Mm-hmm. Winning a Super Bowl. You said he's in a situation in which he almost like can't win. He can win. And this is what I actually think does happen this year. I think he becomes undeniable this year. Mm. It's like there's a certain point in what he's doing where you can't just acknowledge Brandon Ayuk mm-hmm. or Debo or Christian McCaffrey. It's like, no, they won that game because of what Brock Purdy did. Mm. I think that's where he can establish himself this year. I also agree. I don't think there's a ton of pressure on him. I think there's more pressure on Kyle Shanahan than there is on – it does still feel like on a team loaded with all-pro talent that Kyle Shanahan's actually the star of the team. Mm. And
– the straw that stirs the drink.
That he's the focal point. Like, when, you know, the article gets written, gets talked about, it's probably if the 49ers are going into the Super Bowl, I think Kyle Shanahan is one of the most highlighted figures, if not the most highlighted figure of that Super Bowl. Brock Purdy, and if we're doing this year, Brock Purdy will absolutely be a story. He'll be a huge story. The Trent Williams, Brandon Ayuk stuff, that'll be a part of the story. But the guy who will get highlighted that weekend the most, I think, will be Kyle Shanahan, because the NFL media loves, well, they love nepotism. They love the story of Kyle and Mike and what Mike was, and Kyle can be just like his dad and win a Super Bowl. Like, they love that stuff, and I think that's part of the reason there is such a spotlight on Kyle Shanahan. Plus, and I've my position on him has changed a lot over the course of the show, he's a very, very good coach. So he deserves the spotlight, but I feel like he is the central figure and will get the love and the blame depending on how things go for this football team.
Yeah, and we talk all the time about what the story will be. And it's clear at this point in his career, Kyle Shanahan makes the Super Bowl. The story is, can he finally win? That is going to be the overarching story of that Super Bowl week, is can Kyle Shanahan actually win? At this point, he would have gotten 3 Super Bowls in his time with the 49ers, 2 NFC championship games, wildly successful. The only thing that's missing is winning a Super Bowl. Can he get it done? That would be, that's the number one story if the 49ers are back in the Super Bowl again. So, yeah, I agree with you.
Okay.
Yeah.
Devontae Adams had to address rumors about his Raiders' future again. This time, because Deshaun Jackson was talking.
Yeah, where'd that come from?
Deshaun Jackson was on the Colin Cowherd show. And this quote is just tremendous. Deshaun said, "This one's tough because me and Devontae, we've talked, and man, I hate to do it. Don't want to be that guy that's like, oh, D-Jack said this and said that. But at the end of the day, he is unhappy." Devontae was like, "Yeah, I've talked to Deshaun Jackson like 2 in my life." This is like the 4th time Devontae Adams has had to address his future with the Raiders. It's like, I don't know like what this is. I don't want to be that guy, but Sean, what?
I've talked to him
a couple times. Let's get Leezy in here. I think the crazy part is I don't think anything can help Devontae except winning.
Hey, well, look,
it's the only thing that kills this noise is if he wins.
After we talk to Leezy, I want to talk about that a little bit more.
Why does this room look amazing? What'd you change?
Oh, I just got these custom shades from Blinds.com. It's all online, so it's really easy. Great price, too.
Ugh, I remember shopping for blinds. I waited around all day just to get a quote.
Hi, sorry I'm late. I know you said just the bedroom, but what do you feel about the
I feel
bathroom?
Like I had to say yes, just to get rid of her.
All right, just go ahead and sign here and we'll get everything
taken
care of.
It took forever. And the worst part, hidden fees. How about you?
I chatted with my Blinds.com design consultant on my time, got free samples, and it was all super high quality at a great price. Plus, they make it easy to DIY or add installation like I did.
Blinds.com sounds way better.
Way better. And everything comes with their 100% satisfaction guarantee. Plus, check this out. I can control them from my phone.
Whoa, magic.
There's a better way. Shop Blinds.com for up to 45% off. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.